This is the RI News. I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese President Xi Jinping says Sino-Panamanian ties turned over a new leaf with establishment of diplomatic relations. Xi Jinping made the remark while meeting with Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela in Beijing. Varela is making his first state visit to China after the Central American nation established diplomatic relations with China in June. The Chinese president says forging diplomatic ties based upon the One China principle meets the aspiration of generations of people in the two countries. He also says China will work with Panama to jointly draw a blueprint for the development of bilateral relations. Delegates arrived on Friday for the last day of the UN climate talks aimed at finding ways to implement the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. Delegates from 200 countries have been meeting in Bonn for 2 weeks to work on ways to set up action before 2020 and work on a detailed guideline for the Paris Pact. The Paris Agreement sets a goal of ending the fossil fuel era this century and limiting warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times, ideally 1.5 degrees Celsius. An exhibition featuring Chinese-produced high-tech products and technology has opened in Shenzhen. The China High-Tech Fair has drawn more than 3,000 exhibitors from over 30 countries and regions. 12 separate exhibition zones are featuring high-tech products in environmental protection, biological sciences, new energy, new materials, military and civilian integration, and sensor technology. Top nuclear envoys of South Korea and the United States have discussed the Korean nuclear issue. Lee Do-hoon, South Korea's special representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs, met with Joseph Yoon, who represents the United States at the currently stalled six-party talks. South Korean Foreign Ministry says they met in South Korea's southern resort island of Jeju on the sidelines of a UN conference on disarmament and non-proliferation. During the meeting, Lee and Yoon discussed follow-up measures to denuclearize the peninsula. They highlighted the constructive roles played by major countries such as China and Russia, vowing to strengthen strategic communications with relevant countries. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has arrived for a graduation ceremony at Zimbabwe Open University in the capital, Harare. This is the first public event that Mugabe attends after the military reportedly took control of the government. New stats show that August was the highest month ever for overseas visitor spending in Britain. The Office for National Statistics says tourists from overseas spent $3.7 billion during that month, up 3% on the same month last year. Officials say it was also a record August for inbound visitors, with 3.9 million visits, up 5% on the same month in 2016. The Dubai Air Show has come to a close, with the order book standing at nearly $114 billion. The five-day event attracted over 79,000 people, with 20% increase of trade visitors. Aviation companies see the air show as a great opportunity to introduce their latest products and services to the Middle East region. The biannual air show invited for the first time Chinese Air Force's August 1st demonstration team for the air display. The United States has issued a travel alert for Europe, warning its citizens of the highest risk of terror attacks throughout the region. Citing recent widely reported incidents in multiple European countries, including France, Britain, and Sweden, the U.S. State Department says it remains concerned about potential future terrorist attacks. U.S. officials say the incidents demonstrate that the Islamic State militant group and Al-Qaeda and their affiliates are still capable of planning and executing terror attacks in Europe. The travel alert is expected to expire at the end of January next year. An exhibition detailing a notorious prisoner of war camp in northeast China is set to open in San Francisco next week. The exhibition details the dark days for the prisoners in the camp, including photographs as well as archives, diaries, memoirs, and caricatures. The Shenyang World War II Allied Prisoners Camp housed some 2,000 soldiers from the United States and United Kingdom. Around 300 soldiers died in the camp during their 3-year incarceration. This is the RI News. I'm Xiao Yi.